Fourth parak of Avodah Zarah, sixth mission. Avodah Zarah sheinichu ha oivdeha. Avodah Zarah, they set up Avodah Zarah and everybody decided to move out of town or move out of that part of town. So, b'shos shalom uteres, if they willingly left it alone, discarded it, that's considered a bittul, which is a chiddush, because before you saw a bittul has to be actually physically doing something to it. But here, that there was totally separate themselves from it, that's also good enough. Shas melchomas, b'shas melchomas, also because they did not willingly leave it. This is the discussion about in the archaeological sites in Israel, if you find the Avodah Zarah, do we assume that it has been left already, or the people that owned it wanted to keep it, they just died, and it wasn't. Yeah, okay. Bimasoyus Shemalochim Harel Mutorim. These Bimasoyus of Malochim is some type of big stones that were cut, and they would they put some Avodah Zarah on it for the king to bow down to. Lamaisa, it wasn't made for constant Avodah Zarah use, and therefore, as long as Avodah Zarah is not on it, it's permitted, like we saw previously in the Masechta. Since it's only used for temporary use, when the king is passing by, and then they take it off and use it for other things.